Virginia Democrats fight to hide sexually explicit school materials from parents. By Brecken F. Tease on January 21, 2022. Virginia Democrats are fighting not only to keep sexually explicit materials in public schools but also to kill a bill that would require school boards to notify parents of sexually explicit materials being introduced. Maintaining the ideology behind former Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe's campaign-ending gaffe saying, "I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach," Virginia Senate President Louise Lucas, D, said, "When it comes to what's in the curriculum, that should be left to the school boards and to the boards of education. And if a parent wants to opt out, I think they should have the right to do that." The bill before the Virginia General Assembly would provide an avenue for parental involvement and a reasonable opportunity for public comment on printed and audiovisual materials available in school libraries. Mandatory prior written parental consent before a student can check out such material. And the removal from the school library of any such printed or audiovisual materials that could be considered grooming video or materials. While Lucas has promised a Senate brick firewall for Republican legislation, Governor Glenn Youngkin, R, said, "I want to give parents the right to be informed before their child is exposed to sexually explicit materials," asking the legislature to send him a similar bill passed in 2017 for his signature. As Breitbart News reported, some explicit materials making their way into school libraries include depictions of pornography and pedophilia. Virginia's Loudoun County Public Schools, LCPS, removed the book Gender Queer, a memoir by Maya Kobabe for sexually explicit content 2 months after its neighbor. Fairfax County, FCPS, reintroduced the pornographic and pedophilic book to schools. While FCPS maintains that the book neither depicts nor describes pedophilia, the depiction of pedophilic acts appears clear with a graphic illustration of Plato's Symposium, an important philosophical work but also a manuscript well known for its account of pedophilia in ancient Greece, in which a bearded man is fondling the genitals of a boy. LCPS decided to keep another similarly controversial book, Lawn Boy by Jonathan Evison, which also contains graphic descriptions of sex between men and children. FCPS also kept this book on its shelves. Parents Defending Education, Parade, Vice President of Strategy and Investigations Osran Omani described a scene from Lawn Boy. "What if I told you I touched another guy's dick? What if I told you I sucked it? I was 10 years old but it's true. I sucked Doug Goebbels' dick, the real estate guy, and he sucked mine too. The real estate guy was an adult man." Democrats in Richmond, however, appear steadfast in their defense of these books and their denial of the ability for parents to review the material before being shown to their children. Brecken F. Tease is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Tease.